So you have an incredible sequel script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And I'll be honest, I'm glad I had over a decade to put this one together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it gave me time to come up with a story concept that's just as good as the first movie, but also very different, you know?
How so?
Well, you know how in the first movie, one of the main characters is recruited by a superhero-obsessed billionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in this movie, we're gonna have one of the main characters recruited by a different superhero-obsessed billionaire.
Oh, wow, that does sound different.
Yeah.
So what's up with the characters? Like, what's up with Violet?
Oh, well, you know how in the first movie she had to build up her confidence to talk to a boy?
Yeah.
Well, in this movie, we're gonna erase the boy's memory, so she has to do it all again.
Oh, so we'll just kinda redo that whole arc?
Exactly. If it ain't broke, you know, do it again.
Very smart.
We're also gonna change his appearance a little bit so he looks more like Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, people love Timothy Chalamet.
They do.
And what about Dash?
Well, he's not gonna have much of an arc in this movie, but he is gonna press a lot of buttons.
Oh, pressing buttons is tight.
Yeah, he likes pressing buttons so much that at a certain point, he wants to press one that'll probably kill some innocent people.
What?
Yeah, they're gonna see Mr. Incredible's old car on TV, and Dash is gonna wanna press a button to fire some rockets, even though there are clearly people in the room.
That's kinda messed up.
Yeah, but also funny.
Is it?
Yeah, not having any regard for human lives is hilarious.
If you say so.
I do.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, it's gonna start off right where the first one ended.
Oh, so we're finally gonna get a satisfying conclusion to the threat of the Underminer?
No, he's gonna escape and we're never gonna see him again.
Oh, wow, okay, never mind then.
So anyway, Elastigirl is gonna be recruited by these billionaires to do some heroic stuff on camera so they can make superheroes legal again.
What are the names of the billionaires?
Well, there's Winston Dever and then his sister Evelyn.
Her name is Evelyn Dever, like Evil Endeavor?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty clever, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is clever, but it also makes it pretty obvious that she's the villain.
Right, but we have an opportunity to make a pun here, so.
Should we really make the whole movie super predictable just so we can make a clever pun?
100% yes, we should.
I completely agree, let's do it.
Great.
So what's her evil plan?
She wants superheroes to be illegal.
Aren't they already illegal and hated by the public, though?
Yeah, so she wants to make them legal so they can be made illegal again.
What?
Yeah, and she's secretly gonna be this villain called the Screenslaver, and she's gonna hypnotize people with screens.
Okay.
And at the end of the movie, she's gonna have a bunch of heroes wear big, wacky Screenslaver goggles.
Why does she do that?
So she can make them all do something bad right after they become legal, so people will want to make them illegal again.
Wouldn't everyone clearly see that all the supers have big, wacky Screenslaver goggles?
I guess she thinks people won't notice.
I have to say, this villain and her plan don't make much sense at all.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, we're also gonna have some pretty cool action sequences for all the heroes.
Oh yeah? Must have been hard to come up with a bunch of new heroic things for them to do.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had this idea where a big thing is gonna crash into another big thing and the heroes have to stop it, right?
Okay.
So yeah, I just did a couple of variations of that with a big drill and a big train and a big boat.
Very smart.
Thank you.
And what's the movie's message? Like, what are we trying to say here?
Well, that's a good question, actually. The movie's message is kind of about the roles within a family.
Okay, that's good, I guess.
And also about feminism.
All right, another one.
And something about police body cams.
Oh, another one.
And about how we're all slaves to screens.
Kind of a lot of messages going on.
And the morality of breaking the law with good intentions.
Please stop.
And the role that government plays in—
Please stop.
Is that too many messages?
It's definitely a lot.
Well, honestly, I think the movie's gonna be so flashy that people won't really care about messages.
Oh yeah? How is it gonna be flashy?
By being literally flashy with a bunch of strobe lights.
Is having strobe lights in a major motion picture really a safe thing to do?
That's probably fine.
Well, okay then.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. There are a ton of these pitch meeting videos on the channel, so be sure to check those out. You could also leave me a comment and let me know what other movies you'd like to see me make pitches for. And if you did like this one, please give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.